Jesus. Yesterday, Easter too, from our Lord, the mandate and promise of holy absolution and holy ministry. He showed them his hands and his side, the same Jesus who was crucified, who cried to Tetelestai, work accomplished. Now risen, he gives them his peace and his sending. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you. Apostolic ministry. Toward that end, then, we draw strength from today's gospel, our Lord's high priestly prayer. Here, one thing draws out another, pulls it along in a growing flow, where nothing is left behind, but flows along into always more. Our pickup point is the name. All of God's speaking and doing are in his name. That name Jesus has made known. Jesus worded the Father to them in a setting where it was considered high piety not to speak the name of God. Jesus called God Abba. Nobody had ever done that before. Jesus did. He could. And bade his disciples join him in so calling upon the name he made known to them. The movement is name of God, word of God, then words, spoken by Jesus, given him by the Father to speak, words given on by Jesus to the disciples, and so received. Received, being given the words, is faith. They have believed. What they believed, what the words gave them, was that Jesus was sent of the Father. It is a sending that does not leave behind. Where Jesus, there the Father. There is more sending, but first the petition of Jesus' prayer, and that comes only from and after the name. The word, the words, given, received, believed. All of that for those he is going to send. And so Jesus prays, Holy Father, keep them in thy name. That name given to Jesus locates the Father for them in Jesus. Jesus is their Lord. Kept with Jesus, they are kept in the name, which Jesus says, Thou hast given me. That shared name Jesus has made known, that word of the Father, the words that Jesus has spoken, given to those who in this way are his. These words received, believed, bring and hold them together in that name. It is in that name that they are one, as surely as that name is given to Jesus by the Father, and so they are one. And in that name, none are lost. To depart that name is to go to perdition. The mention of Judas points toward the passion and its fulfillment of all the saving promises. There is the glory of God in that flesh, the temple destroyed and raised again. There he is in his faithfulness, keeping his promises, dying the death for sin, that they might be forgiven, be his, and know his glory. The name and the glory hang on the cross. There, the truth of God. And for this, Jesus consecrates himself. It is the language of sacrifice, and it is for them, as in the Lord's Supper, for you. By this holying, by his being put to God's use and purpose, to be a sacrifice for them, they are holied and they are truthed. What is truth? Jesus, his name, one and the same with the Father's, given with the words, God's truth, that sanctifies the disciples to be one in the name, whose heart is given on the cross. With holying goes dedication, mission, sending. Holy Father, Holy Jesus, Holy Ministry. This week we shall be praying much about sending, calls and assignments. Jesus prays too. And we then, in the way of his praying, in his name, which is one with the Father's, and so receiving his words, believe what those words give, and so are together in his name, where none are lost. All of that first, that name, put upon us with the water of baptism, our prayers grow out of that name. These he has promised to hear. Before we say our prayers, then, let us first bless his name in the words of the Benedictus. We who are God's gift to Jesus, whom he gives on as he sends, so that his joy in us may be full. Amen.